This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for March 2024. Buckle up. Hectic, frenetic, forward ho. March is the last month this year with no retrograde planets. It's all systems go. And by the month's end, it's go, go, go. And in some cases, gone. No matter how much February may have startled and stunned us, we don't have the luxury of resting until our heads stop spinning. Instead, we're continuing the process of adapting to changing conditions, and the more we do, the more we can capitalize on the forward focus. The playing field for adaptation and some of the triggers remain the same as in February, but the impact and ramifications are different. Last month, Mercury, Mars, and Venus met Pluto, agent of unavoidable change, at the doorway to Aquarius. The nearly back-to-back conjunctions dredged information up from hiding places, secrets, revelations, crimes, and more, and dramatically updated core components of daily life. How we think and speak, information channels, technology, vehicles and modes of getting around, what motivates us, how we use our drive, energy and sexuality, and aggression, and relationships, socializing, creativity, and values. The same areas of life are now a lightning field of breakthroughs, breakouts, and breakups, which promise to shatter constricting situations and mindsets and free us up for movement and maybe give us whiplash. Networks, communities, mindsets, agendas, and more that last month zapped, ripped up, rewired, or brought into focus are up for further destabilization, knocking down, or leaving. You will be the instigator in some situations. Watch for your chance and run with it. You will be freed or jettisoned or simply affected in others. The first wave of action comes from the inner planets interacting with the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, agent of radical, volatile, awakening change. The dance has a regular pattern. Sudden change leading to opportunity, then sudden change leading to opportunity. Relationships are up first when Venus squares Uranus March 3rd and demands change in a connection, sudden new one, departing an existing one, in loyalties, in tangible satisfaction of desire. Next comes rearranging thinking and messaging, not mandatory, but probably beneficial. When Mercury sextiles Uranus the next day, fresh perspectives, insights, shocking but awakening messages are possible. Something quickly has to give. Mars squares Uranus March 9th with the force of pushing through a wall. Demands for money or physical satisfaction abound, insistent, intractable, possibly hot-headed, and probably unexpected in timing or direction, but probably not the area. The aspects leading to this have been describing a trend. The aftermath offers personal awakening and liberation when the Sun sextiles Uranus the same day. Since Mars and the Sun are dancing with Uranus almost simultaneously, the demand and the gift could come in one package. The vibe immediately morphs away from the Aquarian emphasis of the past month and into a steamy mix. The first shift happens in our minds and conversations when Mercury moves into impulsive, impatient, energetic Aries, March 9th. Fiery, impassioned, excited, excitable, everyone speaking up boldly and without thinking through or caring about consequences. The first minutes of this vibe burn with focus and, take note, additional firepower. Mercury's first act in Aries is a sextile to Pluto, which offers intensity as well as access to power, secrets, and factors lurking below the surface, including in psyches. Steam soon wafts from the fires as softer energies pour in. The month's jolts and lightning bolts blend with compassion and higher understanding at the Pisces new moon, March 10th, closely sextile to Uranus and widely conjunct the sign's ruler, Neptune. Wild creativity is within reach. Whatever you go into the moon thinking you want, sudden inspiration may point you in an unexpected direction. This moon also ushers in a growing emphasis in Pisces. Venus enters the sign March 11th, coaxing out dreamers and mermaids and Stevie Nicks wannabes. The social vibe inclines us to longing for a little magic, poetry, and escapism, and seeing the best in each other. Softness peaks with the sun's conjunction to Neptune, March 17th. Then the fires flare again at the equinox, March 19th, when the sun makes its annual move into Aries and sets the tone for the season. As with Mercury 10 days earlier, the first order of business is a sextile to Pluto, inviting us to bring our sense of self in line with the changing conditions. Baggage dropping is in order. We're not tossing out everything, though, especially not the truly important pieces. Responsibilities to relationships and values loom large, and we have every incentive to behave maturely and seriously. Venus is conjoining Saturn, also on the 19th, bringing somberness and the impetus to make commitments. Softness ramps up again with Mars entering Pisces, March 22nd. The cosmic first responder isn't particularly comfortable in the vast sea of consciousness. Activity becomes sideways, backhanded, misdirected, behind the scenes, and possibly intuitively guided. Forceful moves have a way of coming back at you, much like when you push water in a tub. His first days could bring a sweet stretch of life, thanks to a Venus-Jupiter sextile March 24th that encourages indulging in creature comforts. There's bigger encouragement to indulge. The volatility of the Libra full moon lunar eclipse on March 25th and pulsing more and more through our lives as it approaches. The Venus-ruled sign is relationship central, and this eclipse is working over that turf with game-changing revelations, high-drama departures, and major, major chapter endings. Her assist from Jupiter is pumping up everyone's feeling entitled to have what they desire, which is going to jettison a lot of people and situations from your life. No need to fear that, though. For one reason, relationships have been volatile and rearranging for the past year since the current eclipses in Aries Libra began. The writing has been on the wall for whatever is emerging or departing because of this eclipse. For another reason, you will yourself be heading for greener pastures, some of which may present themselves out of the blue. Surprises are everywhere as the month ends. Venus is connecting again to Uranus on March 28th, without shoving this time, in the door and window opening of a sextile. It could be that the demands of their March 3rd square finally show up, with the catch that you'll have to spy and seize them, or that something arrives and quickly to fill a space, freed up by a breakup or departure, or that a possibility shows up you had not contemplated. Whatever the form may be, the metaphoric road not taken is the way to go. Besides, you'll soon have opportunities to check out the fine print and reconsider. Much like the 3-day cancellation period borrowers have to rethink and revoke a contract, very soon. Mercury's first retrograde is just ahead in April, bringing misunderstandings and confusion and missing details back around for review, and turning our sights every way but forward as we hurtle toward the second eclipse of the season. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my newsletter, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at KA Beal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.